Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Paul and Jordana, DJ producing. Good to have DJ back. Thanks to Hammer and Chris Tubbs for filling in while he was out gallivanting, vacationing. We need to use our comp time and our vacation time, right? You want to be a well-rounded employee. So I'm babbling now. I really want to talk about Ukraine and what's happening over there and whether or not technology could, in theory, on paper, give Ukraine an edge over Russia, which has a military 8 times larger than Ukraine. Already, it's having an impact. Satellite images of murdered Ukrainians that match videos taken on the ground, recorded weeks later, providing evidence of war crimes, Russian war crimes. There's civilian journalism now. Many times videos, imagery showing up on TikTok and Twitter. Again, it can be evidence of war crimes. It can just be intelligence that the Ukrainian military uses to gauge the strength of the aggressor. Could technology hand Ukraine, which is obviously an underdog, could technology hand Ukraine a surprising advantage? Wanted to get some perspective from Jeff McCausland, CBS military consultant, who always has an interesting point of view. Jeff, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Paul. It's a great pleasure with you.
Thank you. Have you noticed this, too? We hear a lot about the drones and the javelins and, you know, the tank-busting weapons, surface-to-air missiles. I mean, somebody once said that wars are won or lost based not so much on fighting force, but on supply chain logistics. And now with this war, I might add technology, cutting edge tech, which may give Ukraine an advantage. Are you seeing any of that in your travels?
Certainly, I think that's true. I mean, we used to say when I was in the Army that strategy and tactics is for amateurs. And logistics and sustainment is for professionals. And yes, certainly for the Russian army, one thing they failed on is their supply network has been totally inadequate to the kind of offensive that they have been trying to conduct. Now, they may have assumed it was going to be easy, and as a consequence, only created a supply network for a couple of days, but they found that to be woefully inadequate. At the same time, we're now fighting a war that's got aspects of World War One, World War Two, and actually now 21st century war in terms of, you know, their trench lines in the Donbass. We may now see tank warfare like we saw in World War II and this offensive that's about to happen with the Russians. But the use of technology in a 21st century fashion has certainly been very, very important. The use of drones, for example, and the failure of the Russians to take advantage of technology in some surprising places has been startling to me. Their inability to achieve air supremacy over the battlefield. You now don't even have really air superiority. I expected a massive cyber attack. That really hasn't happened. The Ukrainians, I should say, I think with our help, would have been able to blunt that. Russian encrypted communications hasn't worked too well. So they've been using open lines of communications, in some cases using cell phones. Ooh. Ukrainians have been eavesdropping on that and using drones when they see concentrated calls coming from a particular area, assuming that's a command post, and very successfully striking that and destroying that. But I think more fundamental in all that, in some ways, Paul, is the investment in human capital. Real problem the Russian army, in my opinion, has as a professional soldier is they've never developed any sense of initiative, rewarding those who are at the lowest levels, establishing a strong chain of command with non-commissioned officers, lieutenants, captains, who can take initiative when things change on the battlefield, which they do quickly, and take advantage for opportunities. No, they're told to execute a plan, and they'll keep executing that plan, even when it's failing over and over and over and over. And the centralized command goes all the way back to Moscow in terms of giving direction. And even colonels and generals may not have that much discretion. But over time, since 2014, when they were invaded the first time, Ukrainians have developed a force which is a lot more agile, a lot more nimble. So that combination of 21st century technology and the investment in human capital, that combination, I think, has been really a strong asset for the Ukrainians.
Interesting. Okay.
Hey, Jeff, it's Jordana. Thanks for joining us. It seemed that the Russians were excellent at disinformation because they fooled so many gullible Americans, you know, during these past 6 years, I would say. On Facebook, they spread disinformation, among hate groups and to divide us politically. And it seems to have worked. I'm surprised they don't have, I understand that they are fooling their own population by state-run media and, you know, feeding them propaganda that, you know, the Ukrainians are an enemy to be squashed. But do you feel that they have an advantage or they're using their abilities in cyber to affect the rest of the world? And is it just not working?
Just not working, Jordan. You're exactly okay. Right. I mean, just think about the social media picture of two things. One is a picture on social media of Vladimir Putin, very isolated, at the end of a 20-foot table with two generals down, cowering at the end as he gives them instructions. And juxtapose that against a picture of Zelensky standing with his defense minister with their arms around each other as two guys who are about to go out and have a beer together or whatever, and you ask yourself, who seems to be winning this information war? And it's pretty doggone clear. I mean, Zelensky now has spoken to, I think it's 18 parliaments or congresses around the world, the UN Security Council. He's been on the Grammys, for God's sake, in terms of talking about what's going on in Ukraine. And Mr. Putin has been pretty isolated. He did give a talk yesterday, but if you listen to it, it was so much nonsense about, oh, we're winning. Oh, by the way, really? Oh, you just retreated back into Belarus and Russia. Everything's going fine. Well, that may work for domestic consumption, which they've got a lot of control of. More broadly, internationally, it's failing rather miserably. And these really pathetic responses by the Russians to very clear evidence that war crimes have occurred in places like Bucha with people with their hands tied behind their back, shot in the back of the head, 84-year-old women raped, people killed and the bodies left half burned, the shelling of residential areas, the hitting of a theater, killing 300 people. It's got the word children outside in letters, you know, 20 feet long. And the Russians say, well, the Ukrainians are actually shelling their own people, which is obviously unbelievably transparent. There's no doubt about it. As much as we thought the Russians were good at disinformation, they've been failing pretty miserably. But here in the West, you know, it's interesting. You might think back to the fact that Vladimir Lenin, founder of the Soviet Union, is supposed to have said in some of his writings at one time back in the 1920s that in the West, there are useful idiots. And those useful idiots will actually help us because they'll believe these things we're saying. And sadly, I fear in the last few years, that may have been what has happened.
Mm-hmm.
And now we find out today, it looks like another almost $1 billion of additional military aid is going to Ukraine. We find out that Finland and Sweden may be joining NATO as early as this summer. In response, in react, they've been neutral forever, and in response to the, so this is all blowing up in Putin's face, and it looks like another invasion imminent or already underway of eastern Ukraine. And so, again, how does this play out? Does this become a long-term guerrilla war where we just keep providing arms and support and not boots on the ground for Ukraine, and this kind of low-grade skirmish continues indefinitely?
It could go on for a significant period of time, not unlike the wars in the Balkans. But in the short term, the next few weeks, we could see really heavy combat, heavy mechanized combat in the Donbas region, which is a very open area, kind of like Kansas, more conducive to that type of military activity. But you're right, again, I mean, the change we've seen in NATO and Europe over the last 3 or 4 weeks has been stunning. You know, somebody said the other day, I think it was a German, he said in a matter of weeks, Vladimir Putin, by his actions, has undermined decades of Swedish neutrality and German pacifism in a matter of a couple of weeks. And the change in NATO has been stunning in terms of what the Allies are doing, the possibility of Finland and Sweden now joining the alliance, which I think is very likely to occur. And if not Putin, as he said, well, I'm concerned about, you know, Ukraine joining NATO and NATO weapons being on my borders and NATO infrastructure being in countries like Poland, Estonia, and Latvia. That's what I'm really worried about. Well, by what he's done, he has guaranteed substantially more NATO forces, NATO infrastructure, and NATO members right on his border.
Yeah.
So this thing has really kind of blown up in his face. The character of our military support that we're providing now in this most recent tranche will be significantly different, and that's something to watch. A lot heavier equipment, tanks, helicopters like the Mi-17, longer-range artillery, counter-battery radars, and those kind of things, because we will need to help the Ukrainians try to blow up this invasion, this new offensive, rather, that should be occurring, I think, over the next week or so, down in the southeastern portion of the country in the Donbas, as Putin tries to retrench and redefine what success might be for the Russian Federation.
Wow.
Jeff McCausland, CBS military consultant, always enlightening. Jeff, thank you so much for the time. We really appreciate it.
Jordana, my pleasure.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, And you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom markups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
La, 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 Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.